photoelastic analysis of stress distribution in mandibular second molar roots caused by several upgrading mechanics. In this study, the authors want to examine the stresses that various types of loads put on the roots and bone of the teeth. In the clinical scenario, they pose the common problem of mesially angulated mandibular second molars where there is no first molar present. The rationale for uprighting teeth in this situation is clear, whether it is to prevent periodontal defects or redirect occlusal force along the long axis of the tooth, whether to upright and protract the second molar, or whether to provide adequate space for mandibular molar implants. These are common enough problems in orthodontic practice that we should understand the effects of uprighting mechanics. The authors highlight several mechanical ways to upright a mesially tipped molar, various types of loops such as box and T-loops, helical springs, tip back bends, open coil springs, and temporary anchorage devices. It might be possible to calculate the various forces and moments that are produced by all these methods, but these authors chose to use a technique to visualize where the stresses are concentrated in four of these different mechanisms: mini-screw anchorage, cantilevers, T-loops, and open coil springs. To do this, the authors conducted an in vitro study where artificial teeth were embedded into a flexible epoxy resin. This resin was observed with a polariscope instrument that highlighted areas of stress within the resin. This method of stress observation is part of standard testing from the American Society for Testing and Materials. What is observed when stress is applied are what are called optical fringes. These fringes appear in high stress areas. As more stress is applied, the shape and distribution of the optical fringes changes to reflect higher or lower concentrations of stress. The quantity and quality of stress is seen in various color transformations in the polariscope, ranging from 0 to greater than 3. The distance between any two or more fringes also gives an indication of the amount of stress present. Small distances between fringes are indicative of higher stress concentrations. There are a total of 4 test scenarios. To test the mini-screw stresses, a mini-screw was inserted into the typodont in the retromolar area, and uprighting was accomplished with an elastomeric chain between the screw and a button on the mesial surface of the second molar. In the case of the T-loop and the cantilever, the typodont teeth were bonded with an 022 by 028 bracket system, and the loop and cantilever were formed in 19 by 25 beta titanium arch wire. For the open coil spring test, the wire used was an 018 stainless steel wire with coil spring placed onto the wire segment between the second premolar and second molar. Forces were measured at 50, 100, 150, 200, 250, and 300 grams. Stress distributions were noted in each of the test scenarios. In the mini-screw sample, the authors noted that stress was concentrated around the mini-screw, and in the second molar in the cervical area of the distal root. They found that stress was evident at 200 grams and above, where stress was also noted in the mesial root. In the cantilever spring test, the authors observed stress fringes starting from 100 grams in the area of the missing molar tooth. Above 100 grams, stresses were observed in both the teeth on either side of the edentulous area. And in the second molar, the stresses were concentrated in the cervical region of the mesial root and the apical region of the distal root. The T-loop spring showed stresses rising at 150 grams of force, primarily in the area of the apex of the mesial root. The open coil setup showed stresses forming at the 50-gram level and increased as the load was increased. Stresses were observed in both the cervical and apical zones of the second molars. In this study, the authors found that the stresses created by the different uprighting techniques differed. They found that the lowest stresses were created by the mini-screw setup, while the greatest mean stresses were created by the cantilever setup. This was despite the fact that the open coil spring had stresses noted from a relatively light force of 50 grams. They conclude from the quantitative results that the mini-screw uprighting technique was the most favorable, in that it would be likely to produce lower overall stresses on the second molar, while possibly minimizing the side effects of extrusion and root resorption. They further conclude that as long as the force level is kept to 150 grams or lower, then each of these uprighting techniques would be biologically acceptable.